Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the backflower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
And God bless us all here. I'd like to welcome to Healing the Heart, and I'd like to begin with a moment of prayer. O Lord, bless our search for our true self, and bless our search for our healing and the peace that we deserve inside of ourselves. And as we go through the program tonight, put your hand over everyone who's listening and myself, and help us to connect and communicate with the knowledge that we are giving out and with your divine grace and your healing power. In his holy name, amen. Browning said, "'Tis thou, God, who giveth, 'tis I who receives." So we're going to talk about the backflower remedies today, and I'm just going to make a brief introduction on what the remedies are, and we're going to cover the remedy called agrimony. We're going to finish that up, and then we're going to move into the remedy called nemulus, which is the remedy for fear. The flower remedies are available in most health food stores throughout the United States. Each remedy is for a different emotional state. They were created by Dr. Edward Bach, and everyone who's listening should download two free books. One is called Heal Thyself. Just Google it. You can pick up a PDF, small book, 30 bucks, 30 books in one, one of my students said. And the other book is The 12 Healers and Other Remedies, which goes into each of the 38 remedies and what each one is for. These have been around since 1936, 34, and each remedy is for a different state of mind, and they work really good. And Dr. Friend, who's the psychiatrist, wraps it up, who studies with me. She says, the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through the issues that you're working through, to go ahead and work through those issues and finish them up and resolve them. What we're trying to do is to set up a healing process. A healing process means that you go into a healing where you begin to understand yourself and understand what your own soul is trying to teach you through the disease, which is where what we're going to talk about today, how your soul sends disease, pain, and suffering to you in order, as a wake-up call, in order to get you to make some changes and grow and evolve into a newer and better and stronger and more spiritually based person. A lot of people have fear of their issues coming up, but you don't need to fear that, especially with flower essences, because there's ways that I teach to make them more gentle, or to make them come on stronger. So you, by taking less remedies, by taking them less frequently, they'll be less stronger. So that you'll never need to ever, you'll never feel overwhelmed because you got too much stuff coming up, is what my point is. Let me start with a poem. I wrote a few poems today. I was in a writing mood. This one's entitled, "Floods of Water, Torrents Cross the Mountaintop." As you snuggle down within the alpine cabin on the mountainside, another log upon the fire, how long just has it been since you were really still and could relax and be yourself and feel the deeper feelings wafting from your heart? How long since you've been free of this suppression? The people, all the jobs, all the things that you must do that keep you stifled, away from who you really are, the self you really want to be, and all the ancient patterns that you carry in your bones. How long since you've been free to just relax and just be you? Another log on the gentle fire, the pain that's pounding on the cabin walls, the stillness of the alpine you, when you are finally left to be alone with no suppression and can feel the movement of your heart, finally, finally free. Well, so problem is, we've been asleep. We haven't been feeling our feelings and all the messages that the feeling brings, because feelings bring the messages of the healing. But we've been in what Dr. Scania, which we had Kathy on, I was married to Dr. Scania, what he called the Z reaction, where you become a zombie and you don't feel anymore. You just shut all your emotions down. Let me go and read you something from Dr. Bach. And this is from the book Heal Thyself, which I told you about and that you can download. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to start at the beginning here. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to interpret it. So long as our souls and personalities are in harmony, this is from Heal Thyself, all is joy and peace and happiness and health. When our personalities, which is, hi, I'm Eric, and hi, I'm Joan, our personalities are led astray from the path laid down by the soul, either by our own worldly desires, doing your own thing, or from the persuasion of others, other people interfere with you, the conflict arises. In other words, there's a conflict between you and the guidance and direction and the messages of your own soul. This conflict is a root cause of disease and unhappiness. So this is secret knowledge. What we're talking about is, what is a real cause of disease? Ever since you were a kid, you've seen people have disease. You go back to Alexander the Great. He had to drink a whole bunch of alcohol every night just to go to sleep. He had so much trauma from his childhood. George Washington, God bless him, had so much karma with his mother. He was tortured and tormented, and that kept being repeated. And his vice president, who I believe that was Jefferson, and his secretary of state, Adams, didn't like him, and they put a lot of hatred on him. And he had a lot of body pain, excruciating body pain. And his mother, when he was a child, criticized him all the time. When our person, who we are, is not following the dictates of our own soul, we're going to have pain. We're going to have disease. As long as you've known about the world, everybody has disease. We just say it's like random, but it's not random. It follows natural laws we're going to talk about here. This is the secret we'll talk about. Bach continues, no matter what work in the world that we are given, boot black or monarch, landlord or peasant, rich or poor, as long as we do that particular work, which is given to us, according to the dictates of the soul, all is well. And we can further rest assured that in whatever situation of life we are placed, princely or lowly, it contains the lessons and experiences necessary at that moment of our evolution, and gives us the best advantage for the development of ourselves. So in other words, what Bach is saying here is that our soul places us in the station, in the situation. Some of us are fat. Some of us are skinny. Some of us are old. Some of us are young. Some of us are pretty. And the soul places that position. Some of us have pain. Some of us have disease. The soul places, some of us are living in the outskirts of New Delhi in a cardboard box. Some of us are living in castles and mansions. Wherever God puts us, there's a reason for it. There's a lesson for it. And what everybody's doing is running away from the karma. Nobody wants to face the lessons that God's trying to teach us. That's one of the biggest of all causes of disease. You're not getting the messages from your own soul about the changes that you need to make, the growth and the evolution inside yourself that you need to make. So God continues, disease in itself is beneficent and has for its object the bringing back of the personality to the divine will of the soul. And thus we can see that it is both preventable and avoidable. Since if we could only realize for ourselves the mistakes that we are making and correct these by spiritual and mental means, there would be no need for the severe lessons of suffering. Every opportunity is given us by the divine power to mend our ways, to change and grow. Before, as a last resort, pain and suffering have to be applied. Although we and our physical minds may not be conscious of the reason of our suffering, which may to us appear cruel without reason, yet our souls, which are ourselves, know the full purpose and are guiding us to our best advantage. So the secret of disease has to do with the spiritual, because what they say, we're talking about body, mind, and spirit. And then when you go to the classes, they slip out of the spirit and say, oh, we're doing body, mind. We're just doing body, mind. No, you must do body, mind, and spirit, because the disease, the pain, the suffering is coming from your soul that wants you to make the changes. I'll give you a couple examples. When I was teaching classes in Santa Monica, I had a Wednesday class perform every Wednesday evening, I think it's like 7 o'clock or something, 6. And I had a doctor come who had absolutely no self-confidence. He told me that every other chiropractor in Santa Monica had written books. They knew more about addiction than he did. But he was in so much pain about it. And he was just in so much anxiety and so much pain because he had no self-confidence, no self-esteem at all. So we used different remedies for esteem. There's 9 of them. And one of them was LARCH, which is a remedy for confidence. So literally what his soul was trying to teach him through the pain and suffering that he had was that he needed to do some work on his inner child stuff. The inner child means the traumas that you had, that you've experienced up to the age of 11. And the karma from previous, all disease, all the major events in life are predestined. The karma, the diseases that people get and the suffering, the pain, are from the karma from previous lives. But if you're going to interpret them, you need to interpret them through the traumas of the childhood and current time, and through the traumas of their life in this lifetime, and through the character defects, which is like resentment and fear and anxiety and depression and whatnot, which the Bach works on, and the spiritual defects like pride and hatred and cruelty and selfishness and greed and instability and ignorance and pride, which the Bach works on. So, all that being said, at the end of, he took my course, it was actually 8 months, he went through it twice, at the that time, he had no self-confidence. He was tortured because he didn't have enough self-confidence. So the torture was his soul trying to get him to go ahead and resolve that issue from his inner child, which means the traumas that he went through up to the age of 11, which he did. And because Dr. Friend said the action of the remedies is to catalyze and stimulate you to go ahead and work through your issues. In other words, to kick you in the butt, to get you to listen to the messages of your soul and go ahead and work through that junk and baggage and garbage and crap and stuff and that you haven't been working through. You've been putting off chasing, what do people chase? Money, sex, power. So Bob continues, Every opportunity is given to us by the divine power to mend our ways. Before is the last resort. Pain and suffering have to be applied. So when our soul says, dude, it's time for you to work through these issues that you carry, because one of the purposes of human life is to evolve and to grow and to change and become a new person, not just to collect things, get a new girlfriend or a new boyfriend and make some money. That's something that makes you happy. It's peace inside. Everything is centered around peace inside and knowing God. Self-realization, God-realization, becoming at one with God, however that you do it, whatever religion or denomination that you choose, being able to listen to the guidance of your own soul, being able to know yourself and have peace inside and harmony in your core. And my claim to fame is I tell everybody I have peace inside, and I do, and I really mean that. I've been working, I work on myself first, and the techniques that I work with help me to have that peace inside and work through the issues, the karmic issues that come up for me. And that's what I teach, is how you can develop peace inside, how you can learn the techniques and the protocols and the procedures of the Bach remedies, the SAF and the other things that I teach, in order for you to work through your issues and your baggage from your childhood and from the past, the baggage that you carry, emotional baggage, so that you can find peace inside. Okay. Our souls, back to Bach, which are ourselves, know full purpose and are guiding us to our best advantage. So the soul knows what's going on, and has put us in this particular position or place or whatever, the pain that we're in, the suffering we have, not having someone to love you, not having money, having a lot of body pain, having disease. The soul has placed us there for our best advantage, because there's some lessons that we need to get. Bach writes, nevertheless, understanding and correction of our errors would shorten our illness and bring us back to health. Like, what kind of errors? Well, the Bachflower remedies go for character defects. One person is like real dominating, bossy. Another person's mean. Another person lets everybody walk all over them. Another person has a lot of fear. Another person has a lot of guilt. Another person has a lot of anxiety, depression. These are the character defects, and that our spirit wants us to change and let go of those. I think I probably have more fear and depression of anybody that I've probably known, you know, in my 20s and 30s. But, you know, I don't have any of that anymore, because I've evolved it. And that's what I can teach you how to do, using the flower essences, learning the correct protocols. That's what my course is about. Nevertheless, understanding and correction of our errors would shorten our illness and bring us back to health. And sometimes what the errors are is that you're just not working on yourself. You should be working on that sexual abuse as a child. I had another person who told me that he was beaten. I can't tell you the number of people who told me they were beaten by their mother or their father as children. And a lot of people were not beaten physically, but they were beaten emotionally. They were torn down and ripped to shreds emotionally. I'd rather be beaten physically, because at least your wounds heal. When it's emotional, it just goes on and on forever. I mean, the pain goes on and on forever. Knowledge of the soul's purpose and acquiescence in that knowledge means the relief of earthly suffering and distress, and leaves us free to develop our evolution and joy and happiness. So in other words, if you can find out why the soul is putting you in this situation and what your own soul is trying to get you to learn, and you can go ahead and learn those things, and that's the purpose of the remedies, to stimulate you to go ahead and be able to learn these things, then you're not, it says, relief of earthly suffering and distress, you're not going to hurt anymore. Your hurting will go away, because the hurting is the wake-up call to get you to get off your butt, quit watching TV, drinking beer, and chasing girls, and whatever you're doing in the material plane, working three jobs, or whatever you're doing, living in denial, to get off your butt and work through those issues that you got in the inner self, which everybody likes to deny. We live in a denial culture. We live in a denial time. So Bach continues, let it be briefly stated that disease, though apparently so cruel, is in itself beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our central faults. We're too critical. We've got too much anxiety. We worry too much. We don't have enough self-esteem, our central faults. Suffering is a corrective. Bach continues. This is really deep. Suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp. And never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So the reason people suffer is because it's a lesson from the soul to wake up, to get you to go and correct certain faults that you have within yourself. And what we need to do is quit sleeping, quit trying to deny our pain. You don't want to run away from your pain. There's a, in my book, one of my books, both of my books, there's a law that I go into which says, which is written this way, stay with your pain. You do not want to run away from your pain. You want to go into the middle of it. You want to learn to see pain and disease and suffering as your teacher, because it's there to teach you something instead of seeing it as an enemy or something you want to defeat or fight or battle. You want to allow the pain and the suffering and the disease to come into your heart and feel it and go into the middle of it and then proceed to rectify and resolve it, to work it through and sort it out. And in the dark age that we're coming out of, nobody believes you can sort these things out, but you can. And that's what I teach in my system, the Love Healing System. Let me stop a minute here, lighten things up, or I don't know, make things deeper. I don't know. I'm going to read you another poem. Why do you stay asleep? Choose not to feel the deep emotions of your heart. How come you close off to yourself and to the pain you feel and turn away from who you really are? Pain, the gateway of our pain, the secret portal through the mountainside, a secret door into another world where you are free. You finally have your life the way it's meant to be. Why should you choose to shut it down, deny the deep emotions of your heart, and push away your soul and just go numb? Refuse to feel and know and speak your truth. Time to relax. Allow yourself to feel and just let go and just be real. By working through the pain and issues of your soul, the gateway to your deepest self, to let the wolf go finally free, to just become and settle in the person you were really meant to be. So that's deep. Let me look at it. I just got an email. If any of you want to send me an email, okay, that's good news. But anybody wants to send me an email, have any questions or whatever about the remedies or whatever, my email address here, Doctor. I have my email on here, Dr. Eric Love. No. Send it to medicinewind.11@gmail.com. medicinewind.11@gmail.com. All right. Now, let's go to agrimony. And before we go to agrimony, let me tell you about the remedies we finished over the last couple of weeks. We did sentry, which is people pleaser, saying no. When you give the sentry remedy, take a sentry remedy, you'll find yourself standing up, speaking your truth, saying what you really feel, more people in a couple of weeks, a month, than you did the whole last year. It's a cool remedy. Then we talk about the walnut. Walnut is a remedy for protection. It's a general remedy for protection from people who take your power and suck your energy. There's 9 remedies for protection. We're going to go through all of these in our program through the next weeks, the next month or two. The third remedy is agrimony. And the agrimony is for a person who is too much of a nice guy. I'm sorry, not too much. They stuff their feet. Let me go back here in my book. The agrimony pushes their feelings aside and doesn't really face what they're really feeling. As a result, has anxiety and inner agony and torment and torture inside because they're not dealing with the issues that they're actually going through that they need to resolve, and they don't like conflict with other people. This is a shielding remedy because if people know you're just going to put on a happy face and not deal with any conflict, well, then they'll come in and suck your energy and take your power. Agrimony can be restless, and they're moving from place to place. They can't relax. They're restless. Sometimes they can't even sleep. Very sensitive to any kind of conflict. They're a very sensitive person and hides it, and they have parasitic infestation, which is a subject of this group of 9 remedies. One of the greatest causes of disease, people taking your power, using you as a feeder, they're feeding off of you, they're sucking your energy, and they're dumping on you. They're using you as a dumper and a feeder. Well, this is one of the biggest of all causes of disease, is people taking power. People out there in the real world, they're not loving one another. They're not helping one another. They're using one another. And they're feeding off of one another. I told a brother the other day, I said, well, you broke up with his girlfriend, and then you went out and had sex with another woman. I said, well, it's probably better that you don't be going out having sex with the girls now because you got to heal all this stuff because you were with your girlfriend for 3 years. So you're on the rebound. You got to go through and heal this stuff. But no one wants to accept the pain they're in and work through it and actually heal it. People don't want to do that. It's just too much trouble, too painful. So he was feeling miserable. I said, yeah, well, you need to go and be with yourself and work on yourself and work through your own pain. He says, yeah, I think you're right. Because what happens is that when people are having sex, if it's not the right person, they can suck the life out of you. They can suck all the life out of you through sex if it's not the right person. I shouldn't tell you the story, but I'll just go ahead and tell you. This woman had me work with her son. Her son was like 12, 13. And when I was talking to him, I said, I said, it's probably good that you, as you're young here, that you don't be going having sex with girls, that you just get to know your own self, because you could have sex with a girl and get zapped. And get zapped so hard, she could suck so much energy out of you, dump so much energy on you, that you might not be able to get an erection for a year. And there was this actually happened. There was a scream for the other end of the phone. He said, Dr. Levin, my God. He said, that's what happened. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, this girl, she wanted me to have sex. It was the first girl I ever had sex with. We had sex. She said something. She did something to me. And when we were done from that point on, it was like 6-8 months ago, she said, I haven't been able to get an erection. It's like it's all, everything shut down. So this is one of the curses of our time, is that people are dumping their negative energy on one another, however that it's done, and they're sucking the life out of you. Sometimes you don't even know that they're doing it. Maybe you just go away and you feel drained. You're feeling great all morning, and you go, hey, wait a minute, who did I talk to? What happened? I've been feeling terrible ever since this afternoon. Well, it's because you were with someone who was sucking your energy. Sometimes standing in Walmart, the person behind you can just be a vampire in a sense, a total parasite, just zapping you, vamping you. So these 9 remedies, and you may not know it. Sometimes you may know it. So-and-so, he just really zaps me. But a lot of times you don't know it, especially if when you were little, your mom or your dad fed off of you, but which means, and it's very sad, but it's part of the inner child work. Your mom, your dad took your power and took your, sure, they loved you, but they took your power and sucked your energy. And maybe that happened. And if that happened, the patterns are there. It's happening in current time. You don't even notice it. Your soul is trying to get you to work through these inner child patterns and get you to resolve them. I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You can do it all by yourself. You can work through the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk that you have inside yourself. Okay, so let's go into agrimony. The agrimony doesn't, we're going to finish agrimony here in just a minute. We're going to go into mimulus, the remedy for fear. Agrimony doesn't like to be alone. So it's one of the remedies that doesn't like to be alone. I had a woman in Montana, hated being alone, just tortured and tormented about it. She took agrimony and the other remedies for being alone. And within 4 or 5 months, 6 months, she had the worst issues of being alone that anybody ever met. Definitely within 6 months, 5 or 6 months, it just wasn't an issue anymore. And she got her own trailer and she's a happy little camper. Ended up with a new boyfriend. Never had an issue with it for the years I knew her afterwards. Suppression of feelings. So the agrimony suppresses her feelings down. Doesn't really allow herself to feel what she really feels. Hides everything under a carpet. And draws suppressive people who suck her energies. And as we talked about last week, this remedy is also one of the suicidal remedies, which means you feel like, this is suicidal. Now, we're going to go into mimulus. And before I do, I want to do a little commercial about my courses. And I offer my school, the Academy of Healing. We offer a one-year certification program. And we give a certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. I have a friend who has a dog who itches terribly, and we've been working with the puppy, and it's just horrible. The itching was just horrible. And as we've worked through with the puppy through 4 or 5 months, nothing he's tried in holistic healing has worked, you know, or medicine, veterinary medicine. And but it's working, and the puppy's itching is almost completely gone now. Treatment and the certifications in the treatment of animals. So I sit beside you for a year, and we talk on the phone for 1 hour per week, and I help you go through your own personal healing process. Within 2, 3 months, 4 months, somewhere in there, you start being able to work with other people, and then I have you starting to work with other people if that's what you want to do. But it's an actual apprenticeship program where you and I hang out together, and then you'll pick it up. I have 2 books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself, which are part of the course, and those 2 books, if you just want to get those books, they're the textbook of the course. You can call me, Dr. Eric Love, at 406-585-0774. That's 406-585-0774, or drericlove.com, or medicinewind.11@gmail.com. Okay. And then I teach you the wonderful SAF, which is just the coolest thing you've ever seen. The way Louise Hay says, it's one of the top systems of therapy and healing on the planet Earth. And I teach you that about halfway through the course. We get into that. I teach you how to heal yourself, and I teach you how to do the healing with other people. And with flower essences, with the SAF. And also I teach you the alignment technique, puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. It's way cool. You never touch the spine. You just hold a few points on the forehead and behind the head. Then I teach you the, that's a wonderful alignment technique. And then, because we give a certified nutrition consultant, I teach you Dr. Lorraine Day's program, where you learn to heal through nutrition and lifestyle. It's totally free except for food. You got to buy that anyway. So So if you want to know more about my course, call me and we'll set up the time and talk. Again, my phone number is 406-585-0774 or medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And if you want to just do some remedies for yourself, you can call me for that too. I'll help you with that. Okay, so that's my little commercial for the day. Let's go now to Mimulus. Mimulus is the next remedy in the group for parasitic infestation, to prevent parasitic infestation. Mimulus is a remedy for fear. And let me read what Bach wrote about it. Excuse me. You can see this description, I'll read, if you download that book, The 12 Healers and Other Remedies, because Bach gives a description of each remedy in that book. Fear, he writes, of worldly things, illness, so that's like fear of disease, pain, accidents. My ex-wife was in a terrible car accident, and she used to get in the car and go, oh, God, I just feel like the cars are going to run into me. It was hard for her for a long time to be in the car driving or riding as a passenger. Fear of accidents. Poverty, that's like where you're worrying about money. Because I don't worry about money. I can teach you. I can show you how to worry about money. And even Ted Turner, who's a multi-billionaire, told the class at Montana State University Business Department that he still worries about money, and he's got to figure out how to get more money. The guy's a multi-billionaire. Money isn't the solution to worry about money. It's a mood. It's an emotion. It comes from trauma. It comes from other things. Traumas from his childhood. And it's an outpicturing of these traumas where the traumas have shape-shifted and landed in the worry about money department. So if you want to get rid of worry about money, I can show you how to do that. I promise that to everybody. And it usually works out that the people that I work with usually were able to get rid of worry about money. Fear of the dark. Fear of being alone. We talked about that. Fear of misfortune, where you're just afraid real bad things are going to happen to you. The fears of everyday life. There's a doctor in, I used to do classes, Jim Beckman, in his office in Cedars-Sinai in L.A., and he was a wonderful man. I hope to have him on the show at some point. And he uses Bach flowers. He loved the way that I did the Bach flowers. He uses them with his patients, and he studied with me for a while. He called them everyday fears. It's everyday, regular old fears that people have. These people quietly and secretly bear their dread. They do not freely speak of it to others. In other words, they're not going to tell you about it. So, fear from an unknown cause. So you are afraid. I mean, fear from a known cause. So you're afraid, and you know why. You put your finger on it. You're worried about money. You're worried about bad things happening. So, do you know what you're afraid of? Can you put your finger on it? So this is like a dread. This is like you're doing affirmations, but it's like negative affirmations. One person wrote, I'll get bit by a snake if I go camping. Or another person, are you positive you locked the door? Or another person, I know I'm going to get mugged if I keep driving my car. The what ifs that you do. What if the car breaks down? What if I get a panda? What if I get sick? What if I can't pay the rent and get evicted? What if I open my heart to somebody and then just get it torn out again like I did before? Those are the what-if fears. Worry about money. This remedy is a big part of stopping this thing, this feeling of doom and gloom for your life that comes from the worry about money. Fear of dread, like nothing's going to work out, or perhaps some misfortune or unfortunate thing may happen in the future to you. It can be fear of the cold, fear of darkness, fear of damp, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of people. I remember I was so shy, and I was afraid of people. I was very shy, and I took the Mimulus for a period of time, and I've never had shyness since. Fear of losing friends, secret fears because you hold them and hold the fears in. Fear for the future, fear of growing old. So I say, I'm 67 right now. I feel really good, cute as a button, and happy with how I look, and I'm healthy, and I'm strong, and I'm not on any medication. I don't have any disease. I have peace of mind, and I don't have fear of growing old. When I was 30, I saw my wrinkles. I said, oh, my God, man, you're getting old. And I was in this terrible fear, and I took a Mimulus, and God healed that fear. And I've never had a sense of fear of growing old. Anxiety. So people talk about anxiety. This kind of anxiety is that you just worry, oh, my God, what if I can't pay the rent? You know, being so worried. I'll tell you this one story that I'm going to reach one point. I had this friend, Peter, who used to solve murders for a living. And I'm going to tell you sometime what he told me about why people are murdered. He saw about 5 or 7 murders for me. I wanted to watch what he did. But I called him one time. Oh, man, I can't pay the rent. I work so hard. I get so much to people. I can't pay the rent. What am I going to do? It's coming up in a few days. I don't have the money. I went on and on. And he listened. And when he was done, he said, all right. He said, because you've emotionally gone on and on about that you can't pay the rent, you're going to be late with the rent for 3 days. He was very psychic. I went, uh-oh. Well, the time came for the rent, and I didn't have it. And he was right. 3 days later, I had it, and I went, I can't do that anymore. I can't be going on and on about you know, visualizing and chanting and affirmations about bad things happening to me, because it's gonna bring that to me. So this is the remedy for the worry. Okay, let me stop and read a poem. Yeah, I got one more poem. Might as well read it now. Inner self. So it comes around again, the deep emotions that you do not want to feel, and all the striving of your heart, the losses of your bones, the pain that you have run from in and out for years. Here it comes again. It is time for you to stop and face the deeper signals of your heart and learn what you are being told, the messages and secret whispers of your soul. Time to change and grow and to advance and learn about the person and the pattern sitting silent in the deepness of the mountain canyons of the inner self within. Getting to know your deep emotions and learning to resolve the issues and the baggage that you carry inside yourself. Mimulus also startles easily. Mimulus is frightened, so they're running this high fear level, and you come up behind them and they jump. Or maybe there's sounds, and they, when the sounds happen, they jump because they're running such a high fear level. And shyness. Mimulus can be quite shy. Shy means fear of people, quiet and shy, lacking confidence through fear. They can have aversion to company. They can have fear of the opposite sex, because she was so nervous about men, being with men, she was scared. They can blush easily, be bashful and timid, hesitant, because of the fear, reticent in approaching others. So it's like, a person has a lot of fear, it's going to be hard for them to do sales, for example. Very self-conscious, uncomfortable in the presence of others. Sometimes they can even be stuttering from the fear and the shyness within. Mimulus can be oversensitive. They can be untrusting and not open because they have so much fear. A lot of people have fear of being in a relationship, or they have fear of other people. Distrust and caution. Sensitive to controversy. Sensitive to strife. Sensitive to talking. Sensitive to being questioned. So that creates like a defensive attitude. And financial fears. Now, this is really cool. I am sitting by the railroad tracks, and wouldn't you know, a train is coming, so you're probably going to hear the you're probably going to hear the horn. I can hear it now. Anyway, so financial fears, poverty consciousness. So this is essential for working through your worries about money. Worry about not having enough money. Scarcity consciousness. So scarcity consciousness is the fear where you're, and there goes the train, there goes the engines right by me, automatic, right in the middle of my radio show. God bless the train. Scarcity consciousness. So this is essential to healing the worry about money, worry about the fear. It could also be worry about the up-and-coming takeover by the Illuminati. It could be worried about a solar mass ejection, the coronal mass ejection. And then procrastination. There's three remedies for procrastination. And minimalist is one of them. Hesitancy through fears. And then, because that's one of the remedies for shielding and protection, minimalist draws parasitic people. Minimalist draw, because see, if you have a disease, if you have pain, if you have suffering, there's something inside of you that's drawing that disease to you. I think I got enough time to tell the story. There was a woman who was a massage therapist up in Cottonwood, and I held points, did the alignment technique, the wonderful alignment technique. She came completely out of pain, first time in years. And we did Bach, and we did some SAF. And one day she called me and told me the story. So we had worked together, I don't know, a couple of months, something like that, 2-3 months. She said that the doctor, the acupuncturist in her office, got to work and would come in and say something disparaging to her, something that would cut her down, put her down. She never talked to her about it. And for several years, every time the doctor came in, she would stick her head in the office, even if she was doing a massage on someone, and say a put down to her. And she called me one day and she said, "Dr. Love, strangest thing happened. She stopped it. Now she comes in and she's kissing up to me. Now she comes in, she wants to be my friend. She's inviting me out to lunch. She's inviting me out to dinner. She wants me to like her." And it completely stopped. And she quit putting her down completely. She said, "It was amazing." I said, "Well, that's the remedies." I said, "That because you went through the healing and you got rid of the stuff inside of the junk inside of you that's drawing all that to you. You got rid of it, and now it's gone. So she can't. You don't have that target anymore. She can't come in right now and dump on you and suck your energy and take your power. Instead, she comes in and she wants you to be her friend." So I thought that was really cool. And that's the way the healing actually works. Once you work through the issues that are drawing your disease and drawing your suffering to you, then it'll just vaporize. It'll just go away. I could tell you tons of stories like that. I'll think of some more for next month and next week that are like that. So the mimulus draws parasitic people. It's one of the remedies for shielding and protection. I was in a cab in New York or wherever the heck it was, and the guy had been in Moscow under Stalin. Well, not Stalin, Khrushchev. And he told, or whoever it was before the fall, and he told me, he said, "Yeah," he said, "the way that the Russians manipulated the people is to keep them in a lot of fear. You never talk bad about the government, and because they come and they take you away." So what happens is if you are running a lot of fear, then they, your husband, the church, the teachers, your friends, or, you know, whoever, the boss, they are going to suck your power and take your power and dump on you, use you as a dumper and a feeder. So minimalist is one of the remedies for parasitic infestation. It's to heal the part of you that draws parasitic people to you, who suck your energy, sap your vitality, and make you tense because of this fear. Minimalist can be untrusting because of fear. And they can be excessively careful because of the fear. And this is also one of the remedies that can be suicidal. Because if you got so much fear, and, you know, I hate to talk about, I don't like to talk about the medical profession, but so much, you know, of medicine is built on fear. Scare you so much. They scare the poor doctors to death. I had one doctor who studied with me, And he told me, he said, I just can't do holistic medicine. I can't do the flowers. And I said, why not? He said, because in medical school, they scared me so bad. They told me that I have to do all this work to make sure the patient doesn't have this or doesn't have that. Because if I miss something, the patient could have some life-threatening disease that could be causing, you know, that could be ready to kill them. And if I don't do the tests and stuff, he said, I'm gonna miss it. So he held back on using the remedies because he just couldn't. Whereas Jim Blackman at Cedar Sinai, I mean, he's using the remedies like you can't believe. He's giving it to most people. He's having a great time with it. Last I talked to him, hey, I'm turning in my book. I'm gonna turn to another remedy and just begin it, which is the remedy. And there's five remedy large, which is for confidence. There's five remedies for fear. And let me tell you what those are real quick and get your notebook and write you down. The first is mimulus, known fear. The second one is aspen, unknown fear, where you've got fear, but you're scared and you don't know where it's coming from. I had a guy who was, every night he woke up and had nightmares. I got him off the alcohol because of the spiritual law, you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. And then we did the aspen, which is for unknown fear. And I think within the week, I saw him again a couple of weeks from again. He told me within the week, his nightmare went completely away, which I thought was like really cool. Aspen is for unknown fear. Rock rose is for terror. Terror is what you feel when the plane begins to crash or begins to, you know, you find some terrible thing going to happen. It's in the rescue remedy. And they said, we have to circle the airport at Bozeman because the flaps are not working properly. And everybody freaked out. I went to the back of the plane because that's where most people survive. And then I started taking rescue remedy and people were going, is that Bach remedy stuff, that rescue? I said, yeah, can I have some? Literally had 10 or 15 people around me. I was squirting rescue remedy in people's mouths. Rescue remedies for trauma. So I was squirting rescue in everybody's mouth, and they were laughing, and they were talking to the other people in the front of the plane. They go, oh, no, we don't want any medication. Oh, it's not medication, it's just herbs. So then finally, because the pilot came on and he said, the flaps aren't working. We have to circle the airport so that we can burn off some fuel. But don't worry, he said, we practiced this before. We practiced it in the simulator. So we sat in the back and took the rescue remedy, which has rock rose in it, and for terror and panic. And we laughed and joked the whole time until the plane finally landed. Cherry plum is for fear of going out of your mind, losing your mind. And red chestnut is a remedy for worry about other people. And I'll review those next week, all the remedies for fear for you, so you get a real good understanding of writing down. We don't have enough time to go into large, so we'll start with large. And I'll review those next week. And we're good. Thanks for hanging out here with me. And good luck to you with healing yourself and learning the remedies, and I'm here for you, and love you all, and God bless you all, and I guess that's it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.